Cause she's off grab for a drink. Refresh your mind and elevate yourself to your best life in the lounge. Take your shoes off, grab a drink. Refresh your mind and elevate yourself to your best life. Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the E-Lounge, where it's all things positive vibes. So I got my girls here in the lounge with me. I got Shankar and Kelly and Annette, and we are so excited because we are wrapping up our March Money, Diversification of Your Portfolio. And wow, has it been an amazing month. I am so excited to talk to the ladies. So ladies, it is now almost April. Can you believe it? April's almost here. April showers, springtime, and what a month it has been. Woo, this whole month has been about that wealth building. I am so excited. Yeah. So Kelly, what you think?
That's right, girl. We kicked off our series, Money and Diversifying Your Portfolio. Like you said, we had our real estate guru, Kendall Lockett, stop by the E-Lounge. We had our entrepreneur and best-selling author, Fred Brandon, and financial planner, Monique Vitalman of Vitalman Associates, to help us get our houses in order, girl. It has been awesome.
I know, Kelly. It has been an amazing month. And so we're going to go ahead and start with Annette. You kicked it off with Kendall.
Yes, ma'am. That girl came in with a force, didn't she, y'all? She came in with some financial lessons and a purpose message. And if I could just share that for a minute, Kendall shared with us that she really wanted to be an education major, but God had other plans for her because that plan went out the window after a business teacher coaxed her into going the business route. She ended up being in business, and we are grateful, so grateful for that. Right, Shan?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and even though our entire series this month was about wealth and investment and generational wealth and all those things, you know, one of the things that we try to do here in the lounge is talk about living on your purpose, right? So it was all dedicated to wealth and investing, but we always talk about living on purpose. So let's talk about that for a little bit.
Yeah, I think for me, do you find that the older you get, it's not what Susie wants you to do. It's not what your mom and dad want you to do, but it's about living God's purpose. And when you go that direction, I feel like life expounds, right? And opportunities
Absolutely.
Just come your way. So how do you guys feel about that?
I mean, I agree in that. I mean, just thinking about, you know, just the theme for the month, diversifying your portfolio. If you're living your purpose, honey, your portfolio will show it.
Absolutely. Well,
absolutely.
So just for us showing different ways to diversify and really show the fruits of living our purpose, I think that's what's on time for me.
Absolutely. I have to agree with you on that one, Kelly. Absolutely. I think when you live on purpose, you know, they always say when you're living on purpose, work is easy, right? Because you're doing what you love. So I have to believe that when you're doing what you love, then all the things that come with that come in abundance. So I absolutely 100% co-sign what you just said on that, Kelly. What about you, Tanya?
Man, I'm just still on a high. You all are talking about purpose and passion. And what I loved about everyone who joined us in the E-Lounge this month is that their transparency and the ability to just share. You know, you sometimes come across people who hold everything so close to them that they don't want to share. And we're in a time now that we can really just leverage some of these amazing relationships that we've built in the E-Lounge. And I'm just so grateful that they were just willing to share the information because people just don't know. You don't know what you don't know. So I'm just grateful for that.
Absolutely. And when I think about recapping to the point you made, Tanya, about everyone being so willing to share, and that, you know, I know we interviewed Kendall Lockett. Let's talk about you know, what she shared with us. What are you thinking? How are you feeling about that information that she shared and how hopefully our audience and our listeners got that information that's been impactful for them and they're able to use it? You know, what are your thoughts on that, Annette?
Well, that whole discussion was just so eye-opening to me because, you know, through the gears, you know, Kelly and I have been friends forever, and she would talk about purchasing property and building, and I would be like, yeah. But as you get older, you start thinking about the legacy and what are you going to leave behind. And I know so many times, I've heard Oprah say this a million times, you know, land, we're not making any more land, or something of that reference. And she was like, how many shoes can you have? You know, it's really about assets and building. And so I think some of the key takeaways I heard Candle talk about was, I think Kelly had posed the question, or someone had posed the question, you know, how do you start? And I think with anything, it starts about educating yourself, right? You know,
absolutely.
I know Titania can tell you all about that clubhouse and all these little resources that we have, right? There's so many clubhouse segments where you talk about real estate. Every once in a while, I don't know if you guys have an iPhone, but it will drop down, you know, Susie's leading the charge on this or whatever. So I think education was really important, trying to educate yourself and read as much as you can. Talk to people that are doing what you want to do in investing, you know, talking to other investors, choosing a real estate marketing and investing style that suits you. I think we also posed the question, should we rent? Should we own? You know? And
right.
The interesting thing about when she was talking, I think it took a funeral to make some people in her family come together. I think she tells the story of being there. Well, also, Candle came from an investing background. I think her dad passed that on. And so many times in the African-American community, we don't do that. I think those were some of the key takeaways that we had learned as well.
Absolutely.
I think the main thing that I took away from Candle is she was really encouraging people to just buy something. You know, buy
right.
some property is such an investment to buy, and not to put down, you know, people who do rent, because again, it's baby steps, right? So we all know at some point in our lives we rented. And so I think, but the ultimate goal is to really just own something. And she stressed
right.
that a lot in when we had her in the lounge, and her energy was just magnetic. If I ever buy another property, which I know that's going on the horizon for me, I'm definitely calling. Like her energy was just so high, and I was just feeding
yeah.
off of that. So I love that she brought that to the lounge.
And for me, you guys, I learned so much from Kelly growing up, because Kel, was it your grandfather or your great-grandfather that really instilled in your family the importance of property, land?
Yeah, it was actually, it's funny you should remember that. It was my grandfather. And though, you know, back then, way back in those days, the education might not have been, you know, college educated, may have been high school, whatever, but he knew that purchasing land would be the way to build generational wealth for his family. And that's what he did. Whenever he accumulated some money, you know, he worked hard, accumulate money, he would purchase land. And we have it to this day. And so, hey, one thing is for sure, they're not making more land. So if you can get a hold of some land,
correct.
Some real estate, that is the way to go.
Kelly, you're absolutely right. You know, I think back to my great-great-grandfather. He owned a lot of land in Virginia Beach, where I'm from. And the part of Virginia Beach where he owned the land is now a very affluent part of Virginia Beach. And I remember as a very young girl, people would come to him and ask him to buy lots of his land. And I remember when he sold an acre or two to the fire department, and there's now a beautiful fire department on it. He sold some more land to a racquetball club center that's now there. And before it was all said and done, by the time the 1990s got here, almost all that had been sold except for one plot. And that last plot was sold when my grandmother, his daughter, got older, and she bought the family home. And we kept that family home until just last year when we sold it. So I think about how purchasing land, right, can help you to create generational wealth. It can help you to buy other assets that you can use to be able to sustain your family's longevity. So I absolutely agree with you when we say that having real estate in your portfolio is a must. Totally agree with that.
Yeah, and if I could just share this one last story before I tell our listeners how to reach Candle. I worked for USDA when the Black farmers were suing to get back what they had lost. And to hear those sobbing stories, you guys, of how families were, you know, scammed, you know, and lost a lot of their land. So I learned so much from that and legacy and passing on. So I thought that was really important part of talking to Candle. But speaking of Candle, how you can reach her is through candlethelight@gmail.com. She has a podcast, Lighting Up Real Estate, and her website is www.candlelocket.com. But Candle was not the only one lighting up the room this month. It was also Fred Brandon, Titania, because you talked to him about Bitcoin.
Woo! Wee! Man, we was...
I'm still over here. Like, that Bitcoin, y'all know that's the hottest investment topic right now, currently being discussed in the investment world, right? And so Fred came in, he lit it up in the lounge. And so I mean, y'all know I'd be on Clubhouse quite a bit. I've kind of slowed down a little bit because it was consuming a lot of my time, but I'm grateful for the Black Billionaire Clubhouse platform, because that's really why I learned a lot about Bitcoin. And so although I was spending quite a bit of time, you know, it's a skill that I'm learning. And so what did you all think? Kelly, what did you think about Brandon coming in talking about the hottest investment topic right now?
Listen, you're not the only one hooked on Clubhouse, honey. Hello, hunty. I mean, just, you know, what I'm learning on that platform is just absolutely amazing. But as it relates to Bitcoin, learned so much about the different wallets and, oh my goodness, just, you know, that there's a limited amount of Bitcoin and how it's really changing the way we exchange for goods and services. It's starting to. The dollar is starting to decrease, and cryptocurrency is on the rise. It's just the wave of the future, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, it's funny today because I shared a story with Tanya today. I sent her an email. I said, did you see this? There was actually an article that came out today that said Tesla, right? You guys know who Tesla is,
yeah.
Elon Musk. Is now allowing people to buy their Tesla vehicles with Bitcoin. Can you guys imagine that? Teslas are now being purchased with Bitcoin. That came out today. So you're absolutely right, Kelly, when you say Bitcoin is changing the way we buy goods and services. It's changing our relationship with money, right? It's just, it's definitely, like Tanya said, the wave of the future. And to see Elon Musk setting a precedence, right, and saying, I will now accept Bitcoin for the purchase of one of my Teslas. That is amazing. And I have my Bitcoin too. I have to say, Tanya got me to purchase some Bitcoin, and I'm glad that I did. I'm watching my pennies start to grow. And I think that, you know, announcements like this by people like Elon Musk is going to really, really take Bitcoin to another level. So I'm excited about the information that Fred shared. I'm excited about the possibilities that Bitcoin is going to afford all of us. So, yeah, just that was an amazing session to me. Amazing session. What did you think, Annette?
Well, you and Kelly used the word future. And Tatiana, I was really struck, and not necessarily struck, but really glad that Fred talked about, look, you guys, we have got to think about our future and creating generational wealth. We can't talk about that enough. Leaving something behind, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I agree. You know, we have to be in charge of our own money. We have to be our own bank, right? And so when we talked about Bitcoin, he talked about the different types of wallets, and hot wallet and warm wallet and cold wallet. You look, yo, I got me a wallet. I got some Bitcoin because Kelly hit it when she said it's limited amount. And so that is very, very true. So we all got to get our coins together. And I know people may not have a whole lot, but if you get $10 a week, remember Fred talked about that, just get a little bit, own
yep.
some Bitcoin, right? That's the big takeaway. We have to own some Bitcoin. And so I'm just grateful he came into the lounge, and I know that they're on a crusade with BBB on Clubhouse and really trying to educate and encourage people to secure the Bitcoin for the future. And like you said, Annette, creating generational wealth, we have to leave something, yeah. right, for our children's children. And so I'm blown away, and I'm excited that I secured my Bitcoin, and that I'm on Clubhouse, again, another platform to really, you know, to really engage with people who are doing big, big things. And so I'm excited about that. And so for you all who wasn't able to tune in but are interested in looking at Bitcoin, you can reach Fred Brandon on Instagram at I am Fred Brandon. That is his Instagram. And his website is www.fredbrandon.info. www.fredbrandon.info. And he is just an amazing person. And just on his website, you want to get some free training
They do a lot of things that's free. So, you know, go on and get the information and learn something new, right? So this year we're taking things to another level where we're doing something different and something new, and get your Bitcoin. So wow. We're going to go ahead and take a quick little break and pay some bills, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Classy, chic, cultured, custom group travel. That's the Exceptional Travel Destination Travel Club way. From Miami to Dubai and all the places in between, XCD Travel Club has you covered. Whether you're planning a vacation or staycation, here at XCD Travel Club, we believe your next vacation is only limited to how big you are willing to dream. Customized, all-exclusive, upscale travel for groups is what we do. Celebrating a milestone birthday, anniversary, or just want to get away with family and friends, but you want someone else to plan the trip? From the black car service that picks you up and takes you to the airport to the group dinner at your all-inclusive resort, well, our XTV Concierge Travel Service has you covered. And did we mention we offer installment payment plans on many of our packages? Well, we do. So we've got you covered there, too. You just tell us where and when, and we will take care of the rest. Visit us today on the web at www.exceptionaltravel.com. That's exceptional with an X. On Facebook at Exceptional Travel Destinations Travel Club, or on Instagram at Exceptional Travel Destinations, or call us at 844-XTD-TRAVEL and get ready to live, explore, and celebrate one XTD vacation at a time. Mention code EELVK10 and receive 10% off your first travel package with XTD Travel Club.
Well, welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the E-Lounge. We're here with the ladies, Shankara, Annette, and Titania, and I am Kelly, and we're sitting around talking about the wonderful guest that we had in the month of March. The theme for the month of March was money, 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 diversifying your portfolio. And at the top of the hour, we were talking about some of our guests, Candle Lockett, who came in to talk about real estate, Fred Brandon, who talked to us about Bitcoin. I got my Bitcoin too. We all got our Bitcoin. We ready. We out there looking for properties. We just, we're jumping on right. All of it. We're jumping on all right. of it. But one of our other guests that we had was Monique Vitelman. I think she's one of my favorites, right? She
right.
talked about your family bank. And Monique just really hit us up to how instead of putting our money into a bank that's only going to maybe give you 0.0001% interest, your family bank will give you a heck of a better interest rate. And it's a vehicle for you to control how your money grows and how your money is used. And so I just love the Your Family Bank concept. Can you talk a little bit about that, Shankara?
Absolutely. Like Tanya is a Bitcoin, guru. I'm the whole family bank concept just blows my mind. And I can say that because I think several of us here on the call are actually family bank holders ourselves now. So I'm walking the walk and talking the talk, right? And I just think that the information she gave when she did the show was just amazing, right? I think there's something that she said on the show that has stuck with me when she said that whole life insurance is what you purchase when you're living because it's for the living versus term life insurance is what you purchase when you're trying to have it's in death. And I thought that was just so profound that she gave that analogy of, you know, exactly what the two different types of insurance mean. And the fact that there's so many books being written, right, about the whole family bank. There's so many different examples about the whole family, your family bank concept. You guys heard me talk about the Rockefellers in the book called What Would the Rockefellers Do? An absolutely mind-blowing book. And I keep saying that it's an easy read. It compares the Vanderbilts and the actual Rockefellers and how they both had fortunes that would be at the equivalent amount of about $400 billion in money today, right? This is what they had back in 1897 and like 1913, respectively. But how one of those families, the Rockefellers, used this whole your family bank concept coupled with family trust to preserve their wealth. And now over 100 years later, with, you know, however many different generations have come and gone, they still have a net worth of between $11 and $21 billion versus the Vanderbilts, who did not do any of that and actually had more money than the Rockefellers had. They, by 1957, I believe it was, they were flat broke. So it just goes to show you that, you know, when you use these tools like your family bank, Bitcoin, real estate, and you diversify your portfolio, right, the sky is the limit. So, yeah, I think Monique did a phenomenal job in conveying, you know, the importance of, you know, having this as a tool in your actual portfolio,
yeah,
and making it work for you. What do you think? What was your takeaway, Tanya, about the your family bank?
Ooh. I'm telling you, this month was just lit all the way around. We were just having a good time building, talking about building wealth, one of my favorite topics. But like Shankar mentioned, I'm also a part of the family bank. And so I agree with you that, you know, we have to really, really share this information. Monique hit it on the nose. She broke that insurance down. And it's really good because people, you know, she even talked about the term and the whole life and, you know, what. Of course, a combination of both is what we really need for foundation, right? But really
Absolutely.
Broke it down of what you should look for in someone who does financial services, right? Don't be buying any life insurance over the internet. Like, some of those things were just really, really good that she shared. But I'm just excited that I've been a family bank holder now for about a couple of years, and my bank is growing, and it's going really well. And so I'm just glad she was able to come in and share that concept with us. Kelly, what's your thought?
Yeah, I'm, you know, just to throw in a little bit here, I'm also a part of the Your Family Bank family, and I am absolutely loving it. But one of the things, one of the little tidbits that I've learned recently is not only watch your money grow, but protect your family's assets.
So absolutely.
Where, you know, you start talking about the living trust and some of the other ways that you can not only watch your wealth build, but protect it for generations to come. And I don't know what's more important, the building of it or the protecting of it, because, you know, cousin no-no and no tutu can come in and be like, well, I'm a cousin, I'm a part of the family bank too, you know, and be done in their own, however they do it, be done scam the family out of the money if you don't protect it. So that's really, really important too. So having a good lawyer, making sure that you have a good lawyer that can help you build that living trust, make sure that the assets that are growing in your family bank are protected. I think that, you know, that was a great tidbit as well. So love it, love it, love it.
Wow, absolutely. You know, as we prepare to wrap up tonight, you know, I want to make sure that I give Monique's information, because if you did not get a chance to tune in and listen to her on our show, you absolutely missed a treat. And you definitely need to reach out to her directly and get your free consult scheduled. Monique can be reached on LinkedIn at Monique Beidelman. And Beidelman is spelled B as in boy, E-I-D-L-E-M-A-N. Her website is Beidelman and spell A-N-D, associates.com, or you can reach her directly at 240-305-3839. So, yeah, an amazing, amazing, amazing month. You know, one of the things that we believe in here in the E-Lounge wholeheartedly is about educating and empowering people to be able to be better versions of themselves, right? So this month was no different than any month that we've had, where we've actually made sure that we brought the knowledge and the know-how to equip our listeners to move forward and to create that generational wealth, and to position them and their families in a much better place financially. And with that, ladies, I think it's been a great reflection on the month. I think we have an awesome month of April coming up, right? I know I want to take a moment to thank all of our eLounge listeners, and I also want to give a very big thank you to all of our special co-hosts that joined us here in the lounge for the month as we did our series Money, 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 Diversifying Your Portfolio. And we'll be back in the lounge next month as we kick off our April series, Libations in the Lounge, as we highlight some cool and fun careers that don't always get a lot of attention. So until next week, folks, be well and stay safe.
Take your sheets off, grab a drink, refresh your mind, and elevate yourself to your best life in the lounge. Take your shoes off, grab a drink, refresh your mind, and elevate yourself to your best life in the lounge. Take your shoes off, grab a drink, refresh your mind, and elevate yourself to your best life in the lounge. Take your shoes off, grab a drink, refresh your mind. Yourself to your best life in the lounge. Take your shoes off, grab a drink, refresh your mind, and elevate yourself to your best life in the lounge. Take your shoes off, grab a drink, refresh your mind, and elevate yourself to